Hey, this is Billy Ray Cyrus.
And this is Johnny McGuire.
And you're listening to Sound Sessions.
They were red, white, and rusty, all dented up and dusty. They were sitting in that church parking lot every Sunday. Out in front of the bars, parked under the stars, with a girl in your arms who don't want nothing more than a guy from a long line of Chevys and
what's up, everybody? This is Mike from Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. Today we're speaking with not only a country legend, but a singer with the hottest single on the charts today, Billy Ray Cyrus. And joining him is country singer Johnny McGuire. They're putting out the new song Chevys and Fords. And who knows, this might be the next one to light up the charts. So let's get these guys on the phone right now. Billy, Johnny, what's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Fantastic.
Well, hell yeah, you're doing great. Billy Ray, you're breaking records all over the place with Old Town Road. And Johnny, you're joining Billy to sing this new song. I gotta ask, Johnny, when you were growing up and getting into country music, you know, playing guitar in your bedroom and stuff, did you ever think you'd be sitting down singing a song with the one and only Billy Ray?
You know, it's pretty crazy you say that, because the first song I ever remember hearing back in the day was going to get a pizza with my dad in like a sea green Ford F-150, and I was like 3 and a half, and I remember hearing Achy Breaky Heart with him, and that's, you know, kind of a crazy full circle moment to be sitting here with him today, you know, coming to work and, you know, becoming friends and partners in this business, and really just a band. We love playing music together, and it's also crazy, you know, to go from breaking up in a previous band to really just getting to work and you know, going through a new door. And it's been really cool. So it's hard to believe. Sometimes I feel like I'm dreaming, but I get to go to work with Billy Ray Cyrus, you know, for the time being, and we're having a good time.
Oh, man, it must be so amazing. And Billy, congratulations, first of all. You have the longest running single on the Billboard charts, 18 weeks now, with Old Town Road. When you walked into that studio and heard that song for the first time, did you think you would have legs like that?
The first time I heard it, I was in my kitchen and making a cup of coffee, and an email that came through from Columbia Records. It was first thing in the morning, and I'm taking care of business and drinking my coffee, and read this note about would I be interested in joining, you know, Lil Nas X on this song called Old Town Road. And I took a listen to it, man. I just fell in love with it. I thought it was cool. And I said, this whole thing with TikTok and being able for people to hear your music around the world, you know, through this vehicle, that was new to me, but exciting. I'm still a student of the business and eager to learn something new. And I fell in love with the song. So I went in the next day, and then they wanted me to write that verse. And Jazzy and I did it in about 8 or 10 minutes. And then I sang it, and they said, could you do anything different? Instead of the hum, and I whistled, and Lil Nas and Keo, they loved the whistle and said, that shit is fire, so I doubled it. And then that was it. Next thing I knew, April 5th, the record came out, and it went to number one, and it's been number one ever since. And to be sitting here thinking now, it's been 18 weeks, and I'm sitting here getting to talk to you today. So I just got to thank the fans for sticking in there and riding this wild pony with me. It's been a lot of fun, and so excited about Chevys and Fords. The song's just getting out to a tremendous start, and really the reviews and even the Critics' Choice and bringing up Bruce Springsteen and all this stuff, this is really cool to me, and I'm really proud to be singing with Johnny and singing a song like Chevys and Fords.
So looking back at your historic career of writing music, there was one point when you were living in a car just trying to reach that country music stage. After all these songs you've wrote, is there something you can just put in that song that just makes it it? What's that secret flavor?
I don't know exactly what it is, but it is possible that a song can have it. And I've heard a couple of them in my lifetime that just when I heard them, it seemed like they had it. And you know, this one in particular, you know, knowing that sometimes music can be a universal language that can connect people around the world, and they can find they have something in common. and it's a song, and they can all sing it, and they can all dance, and they can all act crazy to it, and they can film it, and people can see it all around the world. And it was a movement and a moment that I'm just so thankful for and honored that the people around the world, you know, let me be the singer in the band, because that's all I ever wanted to be, was a singer in the band. And I don't even care if I'm the singer. I'd rather do harmonies and play guitar. That's what's fun about this band with Johnny and with Lil Nas, man. I felt like we had a band. And matter of fact, we're going to do a show with Lil Nas, and we'll all three be on stage together up there in Caesars in Canada. Did you know that, Johnny?
I didn't.
Yeah, we sure are, man. It's going to be fun, man.
I'm going to have to get me a new jacket.
It's going
to
be fun.
That's incredible, you know, because it's very true. You know, I play music here in Chicago, and when I'm playing with people, the best part is when I get other musicians who jump on there with me. And it's just about finding that, like, you know, that secret flavor, that secret sauce. And there's just a vibe you can see. And you can see it in bands when they're looking at each other and like, okay, we're going to go into this verse now. We're going to do this right here. It's very important to make that connection with people. How did you and Johnny meet?
I met Billy Ray when I was in Los Angeles. And I was out there filming something for the Audience Network. And someone needed a guitar that day from another band that was there. And so we let, this member of the crew came by, borrow the guitar, and then later, about an hour later, Billy Ray Cyrus popped his head in the room, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's Billy Ray Cyrus, and he said, thank you so much. It was actually Noah Cyrus who needed the guitar, and so he came in to say thank you, and when he left about 10 minutes later, he said, if you ever need anything, let me know. And I'd just written Chevys and Fords about this time last year, and I thought, you know, if anybody could sing with this right now, it could be Billy Ray Cyrus. And so I sent him a song, and he got back to me pretty immediately and was really said he loved the song. And so it was an exciting moment. And we recorded the song, and about 2 months later, Old Town Road came out. And so we basically have just been in this whirlwind of this hit song. And I've been along for this awesome ride and leading up to basically today, where we just put the song on a couple of weeks ago, and now we're out, promoting it and hearing these awesome, you know, emotional connections to these cars that people had growing up. And really, that was the whole point of when I wrote it. So it's been an awesome ride, and I can't believe I get to, go to work every morning with Billy Ray. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty incredible timing. I mean, and it's a badass song, like I mentioned before. Now, when I was listening to this song, I spent a lot of time in Nashville, and I know you guys obviously have this great connection to that beautiful, beautiful music city. It's very interesting, though, because when I would go there, I often saw the connection to religion and music, going to the Ryman Theater and seeing the pews that are set up, going to the Grand Ole Opry and seeing the same kind of setup. It's almost like it's like a gospel church that you're playing music into.
For sure.
It's funny you say that. Somebody was asking me to describe our show, what's it like at a live show? And I said, I've got a stage full of just very talented musicians, and they're great together as a band. And I said, to be honest, it's when the band becomes one with the fans and the fans join the band, it's really a revival. And it was the first time in my life I really realized what I'm doing is it's a revival, it's a celebration, it's a moment of music that for me, I've got like 3 decades into this thing. And you said I started writing songs 30 years ago. To be honest, when you said it, I did the math, and it's over 40 years I've been writing songs and singing them. And you're pretty much making my living at it for the most part. And to be here now, even just having this conversation, knowing that both you and Johnny, man, you guys have got the music, and the future of the music is in your hands, and it can be have or do anything that you want it to do. And you mentioned you got some good players surrounding you up there in Chicago. We'd love to hear you play, and I hope that you guys just know, don't try to fit inside the box, and don't try to fit outside the box. Just live life like there is no box.
Yeah. That's some great advice. People should live their lives a little bit more like there is no box, and especially trying to make that authentic connection to the crowd that you're playing for. I got one question that's been on my mind. Old Town Road, an amazing hit, kind of came out of nowhere, but did have trouble reaching the country charts. There was a time when Billboard wouldn't even let it get near the country charts. And I wanted to know, in both your opinions, what is it about a country song that makes it so? What gives it that country sound?
Yeah, you're putting it mildly when you say had a little bit of trouble. Hell's Bells, it was thrown out of the damn format, thrown off the charts. But, hey, you know what? That's the way the story goes. And luckily, you know, all the other formats picked up the ball and ran with it. And we just had the biggest song and still having it, the biggest song in the world. And it's been quite a fabulous party. And I'm
no doubt.
You know, it's a shame they missed it, but they got a chance to catch up with Chevys and Fords.
No doubt.
So I'm looking forward to the 19th. On August the 25th, I turned 58. Years old, and the following day I'll be sitting at the VMAs nominated for 4 awards. I'll be sitting out there in the audience. My first day as a 58-year-old man will be sitting in that audience at the VMAs. And like, this ain't gonna happen for me again. Like,
Billy said all he wants for his birthday is everybody to play that song and to stream it. And you know, I'd say that'd be a good birthday gift.
That's all I want is for Chevys and Fords to show up at number 19, because that's where Old Town Road was at when I sang on it. And then 3 days later, it got thrown off the charts. And it was my version wasn't even out yet. My version went out. It got thrown off the charts. I go, what am I going to do?
Now, I think it turned out all right, though, sitting here today.
Hey, man, I ain't mad about nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. I love that line, man. I love it. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Hey, you got to come out and see us when we come to town. We're headed to Wisconsin this weekend. We're out on the road. You and your band maybe come out and open up for us or something. We'd love to see you play.
Oh, man, Billy, I think that would be an amazing, amazing honor. I don't know if I'd be up to the standards that you'd be looking for, but, man, just it's been an honor to speak with you and Johnny today. Their new song, Chevys and Fords, is everywhere. Make sure you're spinning it on that record player, iTunes, however you find your music. Billy Ray and Johnny, I will see you guys in Wisconsin. Congrats on all the success, and thanks for joining us here on Sound Sessions.
Thanks,
man. It's an honor being with you. See you again. So if you come to that Wisconsin show, you come up and say hi to us.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.